Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey, or in Samach Dalet Amud Beis, or the third line from the bottom, Amar Rav. So the Mishnah had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What do you do with a besula that's a katana and a besula that's a naira? Right? The Mishnah did not discuss what do you do with a woman, a besula, who's a bogeres. Right? What's a bogeres? A bogeres is a girl already over the age of 12. I'm sorry. Already over the age of 12 and a half. So what is the story with her? How many nights, if any, does a besula of that age get? The Mishnah didn't mention that. The Mishnah didn't say a word about that. The Mishnah only was busy with a katana and a naira. What about a bogeres? So Amar Rav, bogeres, if you have a bogeres, this is not in the Mishnah. So said Rav, Nos din la Laila Harishon. She gets the first night, says Rashi, Nos din la Laila Harishon. Vafilu le Beis Hillel. Even according to Beis Hillel, the Umri, who said, Behigi azman aliros, arba, that when the time came, you have four nights, Hani mili, that's only Naira. It's only Naira. The Shemi yigiu yimei hanu'urim havizmana. That's the time, since you get four nights, Avo Bulgaris. La Rishon Besulo, only one night, says Rav. Hani Mili, that's only true. Shalom Rasa, that's only true if she never really saw Dam before. Aval Rasa, but if she did see Dam before, Ein La Ela Beilas Mitzvah Besulo. It's not even the first night, it's just the first time. Besulo, and that's it. Meisvei, wait a minute. We have a member from Rebbe who's going to seemingly argue on this. Or Rebbe's before Rav, right? Meisvei, Maisa, there was once a story, V'nasa lo Rebbe, arba lelos, mitochyud, beis chodesh. There was once a story with a woman that she, look at Rashi, she had four nights over a 12-month period. How's that possible? Shaba laila harishon, they had relations the wedding night. Then the very next morning, he was shipped off to Afghanistan or something. He's been gone. V'halach b'derech miyad. Right? Right away, he's gone. V'shaa shlosha chadashim. He comes back on leave 3 months later. V'chazar u'bal u'matza dam. So he comes back 3 months later, have relations. She finds dam. V'chein pam shnia u'shlishit. This happens four times. And it's the wedding night. It happens three more times over a 12-month period. What? Because he did it over a 12-month period. Over a 12-month period, just listen for a minute. Ubal ifnei Rebbe, v'amar dam besulamu. Rebbe said the dam besulam molesting over a year. Dam besulam molesting over a year. That's the point of this question. How could Rav say that by a bogeres you only get the first night? Rebbe said that you can have dam besulam molesting a year. Why does that have to be 3 months? It doesn't have to be. We're going to answer it can't be 3 months. Can't be. There has to be some other number. However, now the Gemara is saying, hey, chi dummy, what's this case? When did this year happen? Maybe she was like tired the whole year. Right? When did that happen? So let's go through the case now. The point is that there was a woman that Rebbe let her have a year where Dam Besulam went for a whole entire year. Why? Because the husband was away, he came back, he was gone, he came back, he was gone. A whole year the Dam Besulam slept on. So, hey,
what's that?
Oh, so hey, chidami. What's the case? Ile mediyavla kulu bimei katanos. Did this year take place when she was a katana? Between the age of 10 and 11, this happened, or 11 and 12, this happened. That can't be pshat. Why? Because by a katana, the rule was, ad shetich yahamakatanan. We learned, you have as long as it takes for the wound to heal. Could be less than a year, could be more than a year. Doesn't make a difference. That can't be right. That can't be right. Ella, the Yavla Kula Bime Nairus. So maybe the entire year was in a case of Nairus. Nairus, Yud Beis Chodesh Miyika. Nairus doesn't last 12 months. No such thing as Nairus 12 months. Falmar Shmuel, Ein Bein Nairus Labagwitz, Ella Yvav Chadash and Bobad. Nairus only lasts for 6 months. So it can't be a year. Can't be impossible. So it has to be some crossover between Nairus, Bagwitz. Yeah. So, now, the Gemara asks a question which is very difficult. V'chi tema, you want to tell me, butzer mehachi hu deleka, It can't be less than 6 months. Halotve ikka, but it could be more than 6 months. In other words, nairus has to be a minimum of 6 months, but it could even be longer. Habulvad kamar. It says bulvad, meaning 6 months. What kind of question was that? Okay. Maybe.
Can we go back again? I thought that nairus was a fixed period.
Correct. So the Gemara said, no, it's only a minimum of 6 months, but it could be longer than 6 months.
Well, we discussed that already.
So the Gemara said, no, it says bulvad. 6 months, bulvad, only 6 months. So what was the habamina? What kind of habamina was that? Very difficult habamina. Some take it out because it doesn't make any sense. Ella, they have to figure out what it means. It's very difficult. Ella, I'll give you another answer. Here's the story. Diabla, Shtayim, Bimei Katnas. Really, two of the times they were together, she was a katana. In other words, she got married, let's say, when she was 11 and a half. Right? 11 and a half was the wedding night. So 11 and a half, they had relations one time. Then he went for 3 months to China. Then he came back. Then they had a second time. Then he went away, came back. Now really, she's a naira. Right? And now she's 12 already. So shtayim bimei katnus, v'shtayim bimei nairus. Maybe that's the story. And that's why Rebbe said, I'll have Dan Basulim for a whole year, this, a woman like this. Maybe that's the story. So Gemara says, it can't be right. Because Abayim Minei Rav Chanina, Chinina Bar Shlemya Mei Rav, Rav Chinina Bar Shlemya asked Rav, Higiyaz Man Aliros, Tachas Baila Mahu. What's the story if a woman starts to see when she's married? In other words, what's going on? They got married when they were a katana. And now she's a naira. So what's the story? Every woman has 4 nights, right? But this woman was already had more than 4 nights of relations as a katana. They're married for 2 years. Right? They're married for 2 years. Now all of a sudden she becomes a naira. So the 4 days start over again? The 4 nights of Basulim start over again? Right? In other words,
so the, two and two,
what? No. He's asking a separate question. He's asking Chris. He's married already. So the separate has 4 nights. Is that even true if they're married for 3 years? What? Oh, so, but she's a katana. So, Amar Lay says, who do you ask this to?
Rav.
Says Rav, Kol Be'iloth Sha'ata Boel, Eina El Acha. All the times you're with your wife, when she's a katana, count as one. Okay? They count as one. Therefore, the hashar, mashlimin l'dalad leilos. The rest, add up, what's the word I'm looking for? Compliments, add up for the other 3-4 nights. In other words, all the times they had relations as a katana, count as one. And then she has three more nights. What exactly the logic behind that, I'm not sure. But even though they had relations many times, they're married for quite a while. But now that she turns, becomes a naira, her status changes, and she gets 3 nights. What do you see from here? You see from here that if she was a katana and had relations twice, and then a naira had relations twice, we only count the two from the katana as one. All the relations as a katana count as one. So the case could not be where there was a year. Well, there were twice to choose a katana, and twice to choose an ira. That doesn't make sense. Rav himself said all the elos as a katana count as one. So we need three more. Just as an aside, the Aruch HaNes is an unbelievable vart. That Rabbi Chanina ben Shlemya asked Rav, when a woman has a time for that, what's the story? He was asking about himself. He's asking about himself, right? What's the story with such a woman, his own wife? In other words, I married her as a katana. Now, we've married already a year, and many two relations, many times. Now, what's the story? She's turning into an iris. So what's the story now? Do I get, like, Dan Basulim? So Rav said, yeah, all the, normally, the 4 nights. All, but here, since she's been married already, so all the bills count as one. You have 3 more. So Aruch HaNes says, Rav answered him, Kol Be'ilos Sha'ata Boel. Totally you. Says Aruch HaNer, Rav Chanina Bar Shlemya was told he's a very big tanua. I'm going to ask the very round. I have a shayla of the base of Medrash. Shayla came up. What's the story with this? What's the story? Rav says, no. You don't have to be a tanua when it comes to halacha. It's a halacha question. Happens to be, it's about the bedroom. It doesn't change anything.
So would it turn you into a case study?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's unbelievable, Vart. Right? Right. Milshono shal Rav Mashma, Rav Chanina shal as Shiloh Tzor Atzmo. There was no Shiloh. Rav Yodakach. Yeah, Rav knew that. Because the Aruch Hanai writes, Rav Chanina shal stam miderech tznius. Right? Have a neighbor has the following issue. Right? He has stam derech tznius. Right? And Rav answered him, Lo nakap lashon tznius. Beheshiv, kol b'ilos sha'ata boel. Why? He wanted to teach him, even a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to be machmor like that. You don't have to be machmor when it comes to halacha. I'm not going to talk to, I'm not going to really tell you the kasha because I'm embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed about it. Not sneeze. It's halacha. It's unbelievable part.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable part. Anyway. It's a problem. It's a problem here to say that there were two as a katana and two as an adult, as a naira, because the katana, all the ve'ils as a katana only count as one. So what? When did this 12-month happen? Ella, Diavla, here's how it happened. This is very, very difficult, Gemara. El Diavla, Achaz, Bimei Katnas. One as a minor. She got married 11 months and 3/4 old. She got married.
Of years.
11 months and 11 years, I'm sorry, and 3/4. Right now, little kids say I'm 11 and 3/4. She was 11 and 3/4. Then the husband went away. By the time he came back already, she was a naira. So, diavle achas bimei katnus, shtayim bimei nairus, viachas bimei bagrus. That's how the year straddled. Okay? And what did Rebbe tell this woman, or the husband? You have 4 nights, even though it's over a 12-month period. These are the 4 nights. One is a katana, 2 is a naira, and 1 is a bogeret. Those are the 4. The problem with that is, very hard now. Rav said that a Bulgaris, let me start off the stop. A Bulgaris only gets 1 night. Right? A Bulgaris only gets 1 night. Okay? Now, that's what Rebbe said, Rav said. A Bulgaris only gets 1 night. And then we said maybe even only 1 time. So Rav said 1 night. Okay? If it's true that against Rav, that a regular Bogeris, forget crazy cases, a regular Basula Bogeris that gets married, we would give her more than 1 night. If there'd be such a thing, a Bogeris will get more than 1 night, says Rashi. It's a third wide line. E isle tve, milayla achas, we would give her more than 1 night. Rav didn't say that, by the way. Rav said she gets 1 night. But let's assume a Bulgaris will get more than 1 night. The Isla, Beis Lelos, for example, will give her 2 nights. I'd rather write that. I know that. The 2 nights. Mishum Hachi, Yav Lahach, Misha Bagra, Laila Achas Shlema. So we'll give her 1 night. Af Agav, Dinivala Kodom Lachem. Even if she had relations before she became a Bulgaris. Like in our case. And now I'm going to read back into the Gemara. Dichihechi da'ahani katnus b'yirei nairis l'batzalei l'chada. Just like having relations with when you're a katana reduces the amount of time, the amount of days a naira will get. For example, we just said, if they're married for a year as a katana, they had relations 10 times during that year. It counts as 1 time. So when you're a naira, you only have 3. What just happened? You make katnus reduced the amount of time. We're going to give a naira by one, right? Kihei dahani katnus b'yimei nairus. L'mavotzele l'chada, just like katanus reduces the amount of nairus by one, right? So too, ahani nami nairus Lebagrus lebatzala chada. So too, I'm not exactly sure why. So too, all the days of Nairus should count as one. To reduce how much time, how many days will give a Bogeris. Okay.
So he's saying that from Nairus to Babrus, even
should also
Kitana, the book to Nairis,
is only is
if
one.
If she expended all of them, then there's nothing left.
Correct.
So let's say the same thing happens here.
Correct. That's if you hold that a Bogeres gets more than one night. Ela iam Bogeres de Alma lo yavino latvei. But if you hold a Bogeres only gets one, if you hold that, lo leisiv lo ela be'imas mitzvah v'sulo. Then if that is true, a Bogeres should only be given one night. Why that's true, I'm not exactly 100% sure. So Rashi says, ela iam Bogeres la'ela rishon v'sulo. Only the first night, and that's all. Amayim liyav lo lahach achas v'mei bagros. Im kein, be'ilas kodom l'chein, mayahani. Rav said a Bogeres gets only the first night. But if everything we're saying is true, the Bogeres should not get the first night. She should not get the first night. She should only get one time. The point is, we're back to our question. Rav made us, I'm not exactly sure about this Gemara. I looked at the art scroll, I just don't understand it. The point is, the question remains. Rav said a Bogeres gets one night. Rebbe said it's possible for a woman to have four nights over a year. We can't figure out that case. Exactly.
How many can you get as a naira?
6 months.
So how many nights? Oh, 6 months.
That's going to be the Gemara's answer. We're assuming it's every 3 months. If it's every 3 months, we can't fit the months into the situations of the girl. Really, one as a katana, and three as a naira. Mi savarta kol tlasa yarchi chada ona. You thought every 3 months they come back home. No, kol tre yarchi chada ona. Comes like every 2 months. Comes back every 2 months, then it changes everything. Why does it change everything? What? Right. So the first night was she was a katana. Then the next three when she was a naira. There you go. Okay?
So him going away and coming back has nothing to do with anything. It's just conceived.
Right. The point was he still held she's a dambasula. Still, every time he comes back, he shows up, she has blood. They go to the Rebbe and says, don't worry about it. They go to Rebbe, don't worry about it. You're still a Basula. How can you be a Basula over a 12-month period? The answer is, because she was a Katana and a Naira, and that's the rule, that's the Halacha. Okay. What?
Working the system.
Yeah. Okay. Minyamin Saksa Na.
The whole thing about healing doesn't apply.
No, that only applies by a Katana. That only applies for a Katana. What? A katana? I don't know.
The point is
we're not going to hold like any of this. On a base, we're not going to hold like this at all. Or later in the week, we're not holding like this. Anyway, Minyamin Saksana, Minyamin from the town of Saksana, Havish. Oh. I don't know what this was. The Rishash says this is Saxony.
Yeah, what else could
we? But there were some people living in Saxony then.
Yeah, there were.
Right. Anyway, interesting. Saxony is in Germany. But that was like they were a bunch of barbarians. Exactly, they were barbarians at the time. And Jews living there. Maybe, it must be. Anyway, having shakal v'azel asher de Shmuel, he was passing through Shmuel's town. But he wanted to pass on like Rav. Rav said, a Bogeres gets what? One night. Afilu rasa. Even if she saw Dan before. She still gets a free night. Even if she already had her period, she still gets a free night. Omar, he said, lo polygraph bin Ross. Rav never said anything. Rav never made a distinction. What's the difference? Anyway, Kadim Shachiv Beorcha. He died before he got there. Kari, what?
Shmuel.
What? Yeah. Kari Shmuel Alei Derav. Minyamin died, right.
On the way to Shmuel.
On the way, it's a Kari Shmuel Alei Derav. Shmuel said about Rav, Lo yu'una l'tada kal avon. Nothing bad happens. Why does nothing bad happen? Because that's not the halacha, right? In other words, it shouldn't be on Rav's head that somebody did an Aveira. Shouldn't be a Rav said somebody did. Rav never said that. There is a difference if it's a Re'iyah or not a Re'iyah. Rav never said that. And it would have been, everyone would have said, oh, look at Rav, Rav's such a Mekel. Rav never said that. But unfortunately, the guy passed away. Okay. Amar Chenet Bar Shalom Yishen Rav. Kiven should not school Shanav Shal Adam, Nismatu Mizonosav. Once you lose your teeth, it's much harder to earn a living. Right? Your food becomes less. So Pasha Pshat is because you eat less. You don't want teeth. Right? Shenema, like it says, why is it here? Because it's the same person who said it. Gam nikayon shnayim b'chol areichem v'chosel lechem b'chol mekomoseichem. Fine. Then we said, a naira that got married, and she's still at her father's house, and so what Beis Shammai said, she gets a be'ilas mitzvah. And Beis Hillel said the whole night. Okay? Tana Rabbanon, rasa v'oda beis aviha. If she saw while she's still in her father's house, she gets the whole night. The notes in la ona shlema, she gets a complete ona. Vakama ona shlema. What does that mean? Ona shlema. Here's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Laila v'chati yom. The night and the next half a day. Gemara says, "Mi be'idam kula." Such a long time. The night and plus half a day. Where'd that come from? Half a day. V'ramini. But there's a kasha. This kasha is going to sound so out of left field till the very end, the last line. So the story is like this. Viramini, here's the kasha. Well, the kasha is going to be that an ona is not a day and a night and a half. It's only a night or a day. Not one and a half times. Right? She had the whole night plus half a day. That's not an ona. The beginning of this braisa has nothing to do with onas. Viramini, haresha hayu gatav. A guy has a wine press. Ubeis badav, or an olive press. Tomatoes, and they're tame. Why are they tame? So really it's a machlokas here, we've shown him. Ubikesh lasas betahira. You want to get them tahar. So the Rambam says, you want to get them tahar. So the question is going to be, how do you get the wine, and how do you get the oil out of the kelim? Big wine fat. They've been pouring wine in there for the past, the whole wine season, the whole grape season, you're putting wine in this vat. So the Rambam says, forget the fact, of course you have to tarvel it in the mikvah. We're not talking about that. You can't tarvel it in the mikvah, there's still wine inside. You got to get the wine out. Right? We're not talking about mikvah. Of course. Other Rishonim say, no, you don't have to put them in the mikvah. They can't even become tamei. They can't become tamei. Why can't they become tamei? Because they're mechubal lakarka. Mechubal lakarka can't become tamei. So what are you busy with this for? Because listen, the tumah is still in the inside the vat. So you don't want the tumah to touch other tumah, the rabbanon, whole chashayla, doesn't make a difference. The point is, you have a wine vat, and you want to get a tar. So before, forget the mikvah, whether you put it in the title of the mikvah or not, you still have to get the wine out. How do you get the wine out? So, keita de wose, what do you do? So hadapin, the boards, the halulavin, and the lulavs, means the brooms, sweeping, whatever it is, the adushin, and the vat, is on madichin, right? You wash them with water, and you'll get the wine out. Ha'akolim shel mitzarim, the netting of the hemp, and some parts of the kalim. What? Right. V'shel bitzutz, v'shel bitzbutz, what's bitzbutz? Canvas, minagvan, you dry them out. These have more wine in them, so you have to dry them out. Shel shifa, v'shel gemi. If it's other kinds of kalim that have even more wine, right? Maishinon. You have to wait until the wine comes out. Or you have to somehow you have to wait. And by waiting, the wine will come out. The kama maishinon, how long you have to wait? Yud beis chodesh. A year. Let the wine get out for a year. Rishir megamil omer, manichin migat legat, umibad labad. Now you don't have to wait a year, you have to wait the season. From one grape season to the next, from one olive season to the next. So Haimatanakama, isn't that the same shear? In other words, how many you only have one harvest a year? So it's the same shear? No, not exactly the same. Ikibinayu Kharfi. What if the season happened a little before a year? It wasn't exactly 12 months, it was 11 months. Right? You're able to squeeze it in. So what's the story there? So according to Reb Shimon, the god is Kasha. Why? The new season began. But according to the Tanakhama, not a year. Or the other way around. The Afli, What if it took longer than a year for the next harvest? Now, according to Tava Kama, it's kosher, it's a year. According to Rav Shimon, it's not. Why not? Not the seed, not the harvest yet. Rav Yossi Omar, Harotza Litar Miyad, you want waiting a year. You want your Kalim Tar right away? Magalin, you do Hagala, right? What's Hagala? What's Hagala in English? The roast skin, hot water, you're gonna purge. You're gonna purge any wine in there. Oh, chaltin de mezesim, or you pour on it olive juice, again, which is very, very sharp. It'll get any wine out, any tuma out. Here's the question, here's the answer. Mabshirme Gamliel, Omer Mishirme Yossi, Manichin Tachas Hatzinar, you put under a pipe, Shemem of Mekalchin, that water's flowing. Oh, the Ma'ayan, or in a spring, Shemem of Rodfin, that the water's coming out. Vekama, how long do you do that for? Ona, you do it for an ona. That's what this is all here for. You do that for an ona. How long do you do that? An ona. Okay? Ukederech she'amru b'yayin nesech, and the zman that we said b'yayin nesech, kach amru b'tahoros. So too, the same zman. So we just clap your light, just the opposite. B'tahoros came in, we're talking about the hiros. You're right, ela kederech she'amru b'tahoros, just like we said over here. For Tahiros, kach amru b'yayin nesech. So too, we said the same zman for yayin nesech. In other words, if you have yayin nesech, why not remove the yayin nesech? Same thing for tumah, same thing for yayin nesech. The kama ona, how much is an ona? How long is that? Amar v'chiyah b'rabba, amar b'yochanan, o yom o laila. Either a day or a night. Right? And what did Hillel say it was on Amar Aleph? A night plus half a day. So where'd that come from? So it's a stira. See what kind of kasha that was? Right? So, to answer that question,
it's all my, let's say, 4 in the morning. Was it 6 in the morning?
Where?
Let's say the first beat was 3:30 in the morning. But it goes till Netzachama?
Yeah, till Netzachama. Right, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because the beer could be at 6 p.m. It's in the winter time. They got married right away at 4:30. 6 p.m. already. The whole night.
Right.
But we don't, that's going to be the going to answer, by the way. It depends if it's the winter or the summer. We're going to answer that in a minute. Rav Chana Sheuna, v'Amrila Rav Chana Bar Sheuna, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Biyachanan, Chatzi Yom v'Chatzi Laila. No, what he meant to say was half a day and half a night, which is one ona. V'Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak v'Lo Pligi, it's not a machlokas. In other words, I'm sorry, we're talking about over there. What's the ona to get rid of, to get your kalim clean? So one said either a day or a night, and one said no, a half a day or a half a night. Hello, Pligi. They're not arguing. Ha. The one Reb Chiya who said it's a day or a night, but Tekufas Nisan v'Tishrei. He was talking about when the days and nights are equal. Right?
Like in
Berach 12 hours. Ha. And Rav Bar Bachana, when he said half a night and half a day, was talking about Tekufas Tammuz in the summertime, where the night is as short as a half a day in the regular time. Oh, Teves, the very long winter night, where the day would be as short as half a night in the regular time. So it's not exactly accurate. Right? That So the who is it here? The Me'iri asks, so why did the Gemara just say 12 hours? Why is everybody just say 12 hours? Just say 12 hours. No shilas. Half a night in the summer is the same thing as a full. Just say 12 hours. So, and also, there are only very few days of the year. Very few days of the year where it's actually half and half. Right? The equinox. Like two days a year. Right? It's Tekufas Nisan. It's not that way the whole Nisan. A few days like that. Kufas Tishrei. It's not the whole Tishrei. You have a few days like that. So the Me'iri answers, because it's not exact. The reason why we don't say 12 hours, it doesn't have to be exact down to the millisecond. You don't have to call the atomic people, the atomic clock. It's not like that. You have a leeway of about a half hour, erech a half hour. So during the Tekufa of Tishrei and the Tekufa of Nisan, you really have that window. You have that window. Therefore, even if you're off by 12, it doesn't have to be exactly 12 hours. It could be a little bit off. Okay. Hachanami, so too over here. Ema, Gabinida, Chatzi Yom, V'Chatzi Laila. It could be a half a day and a half a night. We didn't mean a night and a half a day. It could be half and half, which is really the same thing as one owner. Like you said, the wedding ends very, very late. By the time they come back, pretty half the night's over already. So it's the half of that night, and then half a day, which is really one owner. That didn't say that. It said the night and chatiyom. So the Gemara answers, Eli Laila Denisan V'Tishrei. Right, because the Gemara was trying to say a lot by saying a little. Either it's the night of Nisan and Tishrei, or chatiyom v'chati laila the Tevet V'Tamuz. You hear that answer? It depends on the time of the year. The Ibai Seima, or another answer. Shiny Ksuva. A wedding night is different. Why? Because we're waiting around till we get the people to come sign that ksuva. So, basically, because weddings take a long time. Right? The wedding schlaps. Right? People are busy with the ksuva, the signing, everything. It says in there. Everyone's right, exactly. Therefore, half the night's gone. Half the night's gone. So the normal chasana. That's the story. Half the night's gone. Right? I said, it could be a case where at 6 o'clock already they're home. That's unlikely. That's very unlikely. What? It's the noon wedding, exactly. It's very unlikely, but they wouldn't have noon weddings. They only had night weddings. It's very unlikely to be home like that so early that the wedding's over. It's very unlikely. Right? So the Gemara calls it as, because they're busy with the ksuva. So the night schleps. The wedding schleps. We all know that. Chasadakal never get home before midnight. Never. Half night's over already. That's why he phrased it like that. Lila didn't mean the whole night. It meant half a night. Half a night and then half the day. What? So the Mi'iri said because we're not exactly 12 hours. You don't have to be to the minute. Okay, the Owen's over now. You don't have to do that. It's Be'erech. Just like we say it's Kufas Nisan. We don't mean, there's no equinox the whole Nisan. Yeah, a few days like that. But it's Be'erech. Be'erech, it's in that range. The Gemara never meant to be so exact. That's why he said the whole Tkufa. Because, well, you're in that range. It's not Teves where the nights are very long. It's not Tammuz where the nights are very short. It's a range. It's a normal time of the year. No, you know, pretty much a range. Half and half. Okay. Now, Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavayu Halacha. The Halacha is Boel B'ilas Mitzvah Uporesh. You have a B'as Mitzvah and that's it. Masav Rav Chista Maisa V'nasim L'Rebi Dala Leilos Mitoch Yud Beis Choresh. Yeah, but don't we have that story from before? Rebbe gave a girl 12 months. 12 months, and she was a dam b'sul for 12 months. You're telling me not the first night? So, Amalei Rava, Hadurei Ifricha Lamali. Why do you pick Rebbe to ask Akasha on Rebbe? Osef Bimas Nisan. What about the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, yeah, plenty of time. 4 nights, till she wound gets healed. All these long time. Rav and Shmuel come along. No, the halacha is 1 night. Where do they come off? Where do they come off changing the Mishnah? 1 night. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Who suffer might to Rav? Because Rav Chista thought, yeah, how many Mishnahs do we paskin like already? Rav Chista knew Shas. Many times we don't paskin like a Mishnah. So I wasn't bothered that the Mishnah went against Rav and Shmuel. It didn't bother me. What bothered me was, but there was a psak halacha from Rebbe. Right? That bothered me very much. Right? What do you see? Rebbe paskined a certain way, and Rav and Shmuel are not paskined like that. That bothered me. The fact that we don't have paskined like a Mishnah, many Mishnahs in Shas we don't paskined like. That didn't bother me. But now you have ready made a attack like that, and the Rav and Shmuel go against that. It's much more unusual. So the Gemara answers. Mikal Makom, Rav and Shmuel Kash. Right? So he goes, no, what kind of kasha is that? Inu David ki Rabbosenu. No, the pasuk there, Rebbe. Titanya. Rabbosenu chazu v'nimnu. Our rabbis got together and made a rule. Boel be'ilas mitzvah uporesh. Right? You boel be'ilas mitzvah, and that is all. One night. That not one night. One time. Right?
That's for any age.
What?
For any age.
Any age, any condition. Asks the Rajva, why are we being so machmer? Why are we being so machmer? The Mishnah said that it depends. First of all, katana, you get till the makas, till the wound heals. It's a wound. We know that it's makas, a maka, it's not a nita. So why are we being so machmer? Why are we being so machmer? So the Rashi gives a few answers. First of all, he says that we learned this one. There were like these experts that knew how to have relations and not break the besulim. We don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. But there were experts who knew how to do that. So first of all, it's a chashash like that. That we don't want anyone to run into that. Exactly. Only outsmarting like chachamim. So we make a rule. First night, that's all. First time, that's all. I don't care what. You're outsmarting everybody. You know how to. You're some expert, some contortionist. Doesn't make a difference. That's first of all. Second of all, he says, which is the most standard answer. We don't. Pizman Azeh, who knows the difference in the dam? We have no idea what the difference in the dam is. We don't know this is a dam maka. In the middle of the night, in the wedding night, with a shy like this. So they made a gzera. All basulim is considered damida, and therefore, after the first time, you have to be poresh. And there are certain kulas that I remember my wedding, we had one chassan shir, what's the difference between the wedding night and every other night? I forgot it all. I remember learning there was a few kulas, because really this is a chumrah. Really it should be, you have 4 nights, it takes 4 nights for the dam basulim to work its way out. Most people don't get married when their wife is a nida. They don't even get married when she's supposed to be anywhere near that time, right? Because then you run into huge problems. That's dam basulim. There's nothing to worry about. Comes along the Gemara. No, we're very worried. So why are we worried? So because it's a gzera. We're afraid people don't know the difference. The first reason is an unusual reason. Second reason, people don't know the difference between dam basulim and not dam basulim. And therefore, since people don't know, we can't be makel. Right? Very simple. Okay. The Rush gives a third reason. The Rush gives a third reason, and he says, listen to this reason, let's read it inside. He says, Hichmiru bazeh, mipnei shebi'ilas mitzvah mesuru lakol. Everybody has this mitzvah of being with their husband, with their wife the first night. Ve'ein kulam b'kiyim b'chaluki hadinim shebein besula libesula. Not everyone knows the difference. The ode shechasan yitzro tukvo. Chasan might not be able to control himself, right? Chasan married for the first time. Lachein hechmiru bekulan kedin bogeret. Everybody has been of a bogeret one time. She'ein la ela beilas mitzvah. All you get is your mitzvah. If we start as the chasan get out smart halacha, no, you're not really it. Right? Therefore, we don't play the games one time. Okay. Amar Ula. When Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish were learning the parak of Tinokos, lo havi maskimine elo kedemasik tayla mi bekarba. The only thing they were able to get out of this parak was what the fox gets out of the plowing. In other words, dust. Nothing here. It's empty. The fox came looking for some food. Nothing there. Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan learned through the whole parak of Tinokos. They had nothing to pull out of it, nothing. One second. Right, look at Rashi. From the plow. She'ena mochi misham ela adaf ragla. There's nothing here but dust. Hachanami. Lo yalfina mi pirka de masnitsin midi. Nothing to learn out from this parak. Ela but mi brisa ukirabosenu da amri bol mbilas mitzvu porish. The only thing they can get out of this parak was that a chasen has one time. Nothing else here in this parak. I don't know, that's the most relevant parak in the whole Masechta. Nothing in this parak. Right? Umitzayim behachi. And that's how they concluded this. Boel, be'ilas, mitzvah uporish. That's it, you have one time. Amalei Rav Abba, Rav Ashi, El Miata, Bal Nefesh, lo yigmar biyaso. And a Bal Nefesh, maybe we're afraid a Bal Nefesh won't want to finish his nidas at all. He won't want to finish the mice at all. He's being choshesh. Such a, now you have the machmirim come into the picture. Right? Can't have any relations the first night. Im kain, libo not to parish. So if that's the case, he won't have relations at all. If we say don't have the gemar be a atu tuma, atu she's a bliyanita, then they won't want to have relations at all. Then they'll never be married to each other. It's crazy. Tanar Rabbanan. Fakulun chayu shafas dam uba'os. Ubalos mitoch dal leilos acha dal leilos. What if she's flowing but before the 4 nights and then after the 4 nights? In other words, the flow is continuous and goes through the 4 nights. Right? This is before we change the halacha and say you only have 1 night. What if it's flowing through the 4 nights? Mitoch laila acha laila. Or if you have 1 night, it flows through that night. They all have to check themselves. They have to check themselves. Ubekulam Rameir Machmer Kedivir Beishamai. Rameir was Machmer like this regarding Beishamai. Beishamai was always more Machmer. He gave always less time. Bishar Reios, Shmei Beishamai, Ubeis Hillel, other Reios, that the Machlokas, Halachach Mare Damim. You go after the Damim, Shai Rameir Omer, Mare Damim, Mishunin, Hain, Ze, Mizeh. They're different one from the other. Ketan, how's that possible? Dam Nida Adam. Dam Basulim Eno Adam. Dam Nida is red. Dam Basulim are not really red. Dam Nida is Zahum. Dam Nida is cloudy. Dam Basulim Eno Zahum. It's not cloudy. Dam Nida Baman Amakar. That's true. Dam Basulim Baman Atzadim. Right? The Basulim don't come from the uterus. They come from somewhere else. Amar Ritzchak Bar Yosef. Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zudivra Meir. Avacham Omrim. Kol Mara Dam Achatein. We don't play that game. We don't know the difference. We're not being chilukim, different in color, cloudy, not cloudy. What do you mean, this dam is cloudy, that dam is not cloudy? We don't know the difference. It's all the same. That's how we paskin. And we'll stop here. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.